And we're back from recess. The first order of business is board appointments, planning and zoning, Beaver Township. Gentlemen, as I understand it, we have a vacancy in the Beaver Township in planning and zoning. This is one of the many appointments we need to make.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to appoint Randall Cummings. Randall sits on the board now, and I would like to go ahead and reappoint him. Was there any others? I didn't see any others in the form that I had that had applied for that township.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to reappoint Randall Cummings to a four-year term. Is that correct?
Yes.
On the Planning and Zoning Board representing Beaver Township. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. The next discussion we have is properties that fall on F Highway and 160. And we have a presentation. What I'd like is for you to sit right next to our county council. And if you will, for the record, state your name. And then we'll begin discussions. And if you'll keep that microphone close, it helps the public.
All right. Thank you very much. My name is Darrell Kuntz, and I'm the executive director for the Taney County Ambulance District. And I'm here today to see if we can work out an arrangement for the ambulance district, whereas we're interested in locating a property in the area of F and 160 for a permanent 24-hour ambulance station. And we have been looking at private property in the area, and it came to my attention that that the county has a plot of land at the corner of F and 160. And the ambulance district and the county have a history of working together and sharing resources, and so I was hoping we could duplicate that effort. And perhaps, and I'm not saying that we would build there, but I'd certainly be interested in entertaining, if it's with the commission's approval, looking at the plot of land and seeing if it can work for us.
Do you have an ideal? I mean, are you looking for the entire parcel? Are you looking for just a part of the parcel?
Just a part, basically, to put a 24-hour ambulance station, something with probably at most two garages, two bays, and a
place. Is any of the existing buildings something you could work with, or do you have to have new construction?
I haven't accessed the site. I know the site's there. I've driven by it, but
right. You
know, when it's not yours, you don't really feel like snooping around too much, but I'd certainly be willing to look at it.
Physical size, as you mentioned, there are two bays and an office area. You would be probably presenting this to your board if we thought there was reasonable access and reasonable property that was available. The dimensions would be something that would be of a concern, the way this configuration is on the way the property lays. Do you think there would be any concerns about, right now, that we are making use of the facility with us, the sewer department uses part of it, the mm-hmm. sheriff's department uses part of it
mm-hmm.
as storage.
Storage for evidence.
Uh-huh. And so
but, you know, one thing we can do, I apologize, go ahead and finish your statement.
Go right ahead.
One thing that we could always do is get shipping containers and put a line in the back. I mean, I would be all for trying to improve or trying to create a space for the ambulance district to have a 24-hour. I mean, that provides, obviously, it's a central location to major roads. It would actually have some security to it because you get someone there all the time.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
those are always things that be, I think, a benefit, and I'm sure we could work something out if it's one of these buildings, existing buildings. But I'm all for trying to work something out. This property has a lot of acreage, if nothing else. If you can't utilize the buildings, I'm sure there's something we could utilize. I'd be interested if you guys wanted to go look and see if there's an existing building
yeah.
that you possibly could use. I mean, it would be ideal if the property, I guess it would be to the east, the southeast. There's a building there right now that has two driveways right in front of it. You could access F or 160. Not knowing what your, you know, the dimensions, if the garage doors are high enough, if there's doors on that that would work, or
right. We'll have to do some recon and determine if perhaps one of these buildings. I've already spoken with Sheriff Russell, and he tells me that the building they're using is full to the top, we're not interested in encroaching on his turf over there. But it seems like there's plenty of space.
Even
if we have to improve one of the buildings or put another structure there.
Same thing. I mean, we can always, shipping containers are cheap. They're, yeah, you know, all metal. You can secure those quite well. There's a lot of options we have with over 3 acres of property.
Yes.
But I would encourage you guys to move forward. I mean, I'm asking the other commissioners if it's all right for him to measurements. So I don't know if we've got any drawings of the buildings. If there's, you know, we might have them, but I don't know.
I think the first step, I'll just go out there and look at it on my way home. I'll just drive through there.
Is the property locked?
It's got a gate, but I don't think it's in the daytime. It's not locked.
Uses it now.
Yes.
Uses it to rebuild their pump.
It's basically open 8 to 5-ish, and they unlock it, leave it unlocked, and then lock it back up during after business hours. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go with one of our maintenance people, I mean, you can always coordinate that.
I've got
that,
a marked car.
Okay.
So that I shouldn't appear as an
interloper.
An interloper.
We could send an email to the sheriff and the sewer department and road and building your end, just letting them know that, you know, some people are maybe walking around the property and we've given them the okay. We could always do that too.
I'm very encouraged that you're wanting to do the additional sites. I know we've cooperated with you on other issues. I would love to see more benefit to the community in that area. As well as some other areas that we haven't talked about yet, but I am very encouraged that you would be looking at this
good,
site.
Good. Glad to hear that.
So is it basically a consensus that go ahead and feel free to take measurements, look around, and
see if it can make the fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the reason I asked if it was locked is not just the gate to get in, but if he actually wants to take a look at the building, he's going to get in, if it's possible to get inside the building to look at it, I would imagine.
We're going to have to coordinate that with the sheriff.
Yeah.
And I can do that. He and I communicate.
We'll send an email, from the commission, if that's what you guys are agreeable to.
That's fine.
So the sheriff, we'll send it to Mr. Suti at the sewer department. We'll also send it to Renee at Buildings and Grounds so she knows, too. Is there anybody else out there that uses any part of that building? That's all I could think of also.
I visited with one of your board members about this issue, and I actually, the talk of a new structure was brought up, and that would be something that you'd want to look at. I think it has its own well, but I know it has sewer. It has its own well.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to test the water for drinking purposes and
okay.
all that. We have that capability here at the county. So,
great. Forth and conquer.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you want us to contact the sheriff first, or you feel comfortable doing that.
When I walk out the door, I'll give him a call and just give him a heads up. He sort of knows that I'm interested in that area, but nothing official, so I'll just give him a call.
I'm thinking I'll speak as one here, and they may want to chime in. Reassure the sheriff that we will make sure that if he needs adequate storage for evidence that we'll provide, we'll make sure we work with him and his department to get adequate storage.
But if
the location on the corner is the best for driveway access for an ambulance.
Yeah.
Evidence can go anywhere as long as it's secure and in a good building. So,
well, that's one thing that I would like to discuss, and he can bring back from his board. It would be a lot easier for us to have a building or a container that would contain the evidence as it would for them to build a first-class building.
Sure.
That would be under that. So there's two ways to look at it financially. There mm-hmm. might be some cost to the ambulance district to If we build a building, we would expect reimbursement or something
sure.
for small fee or something, whatever it is. But
we just
have to go through all of
those. I understand.
Just reassure the sheriff that he may be listening, or somebody may be listening too. But we want to make sure that he understands that we'll make sure that there's room for evidence somewhere.
Okay.
And if he wants this property, we have some options.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
a lot of property. We can do something there.
I'll go take a look at the area and see what we can do. Maybe it might be we even share office space with the sewer folks down there. Whatever.
There's a lot of options. You bet. Yeah. You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
I do have an agenda item for you, sir. If I may.
Yes.
Just going into general discussion, I see where we had posted 1 o'clock sewer board meeting on our agenda for possible going to the executive for points 1, 2, 3, and 12. The sewer board did not post any executive sessions with us. So if we were to go into executive, they can't have a quorum in our executive. They have to post, because they're a political subdivision, they have to post their quorum meetings, and our problem is our postings don't equal. Our postings aren't the same.
And no one told me that we need to go into executive on this meeting. So
part of the conversation we're going to have at 2 o'clock. Of course, we posted at 1, but actually it's 2 o'clock on their agenda and 1 o'clock on our agenda. But we have executive at 1, and they don't have executive at all.
Well, they have executive at 1 o'clock on personnel only.
On a personnel specific to a specific issue we had out there. So, anyway, we need legal to say we shouldn't meet. We should meet. How do you want us to?
To the extent you can meet in the open, you can meet all you want.
Because we both posted the opens part correctly.
And without knowing more, I wouldn't know the exact reason why you could even utilize the closed session for that meeting.
Okay.
Without knowing more.
So anyway, I wanted to point that out to you two commissioners so that we go into that 1 o'clock or that 2 o'clock, the 2 o'clock meeting, knowing that we're not going to be going into closed session. So I just wanted to point that out.
Some of the issues may revolve around that 1 o'clock personnel situation, no?
That's
okay, you know more than I then.
No, I mean... The discussions we're going to be having, I know, relate from the budget discussions we had, which is personnel of who reports to whom, specific names for the chain of command, a lot of understanding of process, and we'll be using names. I would think we're going to be using some names.
And personal identifiable information.
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, I mean, since you are posted at 1, they are posted at 1 for personnel. There could be some discussions regarding that, but to the extent that you go away from personnel, it can't be enclosed.
Okay. So anyway, just keep that in mind and keep the comments. Just I'm giving you guys, the heads up. I was talking to Bob in the hallway when we identified this problem.
Well, could we arrange it to where the executive session that they go into take care of our business that has to do with personnel and the direction. What they did, they set a time frame for us at 2 o'clock.
Correct.
But they have it posted.
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock.
They have. I don't think they would have any problem at all. You're coming.
Can you take care
o'clock.
Of that? Is what I'm asking.
I can attempt to take care of that.
Okay.
I believe it can be done.
Mondays and Thursdays. Ron, I mean, one thing we notice here, what we're trying to do, we've had two agenda faux pas or mistakes this week. Nothing to do with the ladies upstairs, but the communication problem, such as the TAB board, the Transportation Advisory Board, could not meet this week because the postings, we weren't able to post their meeting properly. We are going to have to continue to revise our agenda the way we're doing the agendas, because in one of our discussions we had in open session, we were talking about making sure that the agenda that we email out is what we're meeting on, but there's also a duty of making sure that all the other meetings that they're having, board meetings and so on, those have got to make sure they're posted. And a lot of times we put them on our agenda to make sure they're posted for them.
If there is a meeting of a subcommittee of the county commission,
yes,
that is on the same topic or really similar to the topic that you already have posted for your commission meeting, they can meet at the same time, just before or just after.
There was no posting.
Okay.
There was no ways to let them meet. That was one, and then obviously some people may be listening, thinking, you know, we have a sewer board special work session posted at 10 o'clock on our agenda, but we aren't planning to attend it. So we've got to work on our agenda a little bit more, because we're trying to create this agenda so people know where we're going to be, but we also want to make sure we're hitting the postings for all the other boards and groups. But anyway, there's been a couple. We just need to keep on tweaking that, but this was definitely not an office administration. There was no one upstairs caused the problem here. This was.
I understand that. I was around most of the time, and yeah. As I questioned this morning, because I was actually told one thing and something else was
right. But I think bottom line is we're still meeting at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. They'll be here at 1 o'clock. The sewer board's going to have their meeting at 1 o'clock here, not the special session. And then we'll go in. We'll have a meeting with them at, I think we're slated for 2 o'clock.
Slated for 2, but they may be willing to meet with you at 1.
If it's personal related. And then we also have, I think this afternoon, we also have the EEZ, the data sharing agreement, and economic development. Is that on there today? At 1 o'clock, too. So... yeah, this, the safety issue, I believe. I talked to Randy Hayes, and I think, did Randy talk to you, Danny?
Harlan did.
Harlan did? Okay.
Randy is really, really sick. And
okay.
So Harlan came up, and it was a...
Cedar Hollow?
Cedar Hollow. We just need to take care of it.
Had to be taken care of.
So there was no reason to have a meeting if we know we got to fix it. It's a road issue that it was a safety issue. So
yeah, the safety issue.
They're going to address it. It's no special. It's within their budget, all those things. So, some of these things bringing you up to speed, Ron. I know you've been out for a couple of days. So,
yeah, I apologize that I've been sick for the last couple of days, and I do appreciate y'all bringing me up. But for clarity's sake, one more time, and I apologize for being slow. The sewer board special work session, which is posted, is really the sewer board meeting. Are they meeting at 10 o'clock currently?
Over at the sewer district conference room, yes, sir.
Okay.
Their
postings were reversed from what the commission posted. 10 o'clock is their special session. 1 o'clock is their regular session, and they have the ability to go in for personnel into closed session during that. And then at 2 o'clock, they have posted two topics with the county commission, just basically about the interrelationship between the two bodies as they go forward doing sewer services.
Here's my question for you. I show that, at least by this agenda, that we are scheduled at 1 o'clock for a sewer board meeting. And then I show an EEZ meeting at 1:45, but I don't show a 2 o'clock posting to meet with the sewer district.
That's correct. We'd have to come in and table it, right?
I helped Susie post the 2 o'clock with the commission.
Okay, the sewer district has it posted at 2. That's what you were saying.
Yes, and the sewer district, I assumed, was communicating with the county commission office. And I don't know if they thought that I would do that scheduling. I helped Susie with the agenda and posted it the way the sewer board wanted it posted. Evidently, there was communication lost, not sent or forgotten. Something happened between the two bodies. It was coordination between two entities.
Gentlemen, I want to have a sit-down between the two bodies, the sewer district board and the county commission, regarding the makeup of the sewer district board, the operations of the sewer district board, the utility that's been created by the sewer district board, whether it happens or occurs today or it occurs in the near future is not extremely important to me, as long as it happens. And I think that we have to have that discussion so that we can best work out pass-through dollars from the capital improvement sales tax to either the sewer district or not to the sewer district, and how we're going to function as a body in relationship and collaborate with the sewer district. Hopefully, that's my intent. Can that be done today with the way things are posted, or should we put that off?
In open session, it can be done at 2 o'clock. It's already been posted for that. The two topics were along the lines you just said. It didn't have all the specifics, but it was specific enough that it included those things.
Help me out one more time. Based upon our posting, not their posting, can we do that at 2 o'clock?
You've put at 1 o'clock that you're going to meet with them. If you show up and continue that meeting
at
2 o'clock and postpone your 1:45, I don't see a problem with that at all.
Okay, I'm just...
Yeah, we'll just have to...
I forgot what your 1:45 was now.
EEZ. I think it's EEZ. Mayor Potter wants us to know if we're going to extend the EEZ zone outside the incorporated areas of Forsyth so that he can finish up his paperwork, because he has an EEZ request, and they're going to be doing this incorporated areas, but he wanted to know if we wanted to include some non-incorporated areas also with them. That was the request.
Because you have posted for one to meet with the sewer board. It may go into executive regarding personnel, but the sewer board is another public body, and they posted that they're meeting with you. So it, while it's not posted on yours, it is posted.
Okay. Excellent. We do have, what do you show posted for 9 o'clock today? I mean, do we have the ability to talk about agendas? Yeah, we do. Meeting process and courthouse policy. So we could talk more about that if we wanted to. I was making sure.
And, Bob, you had mentioned to me this morning that you had emailed written email policy.
Correct.
For consideration and a secondary policy?
Yes.
And I apologize, I have not downloaded that, because that's just how far behind I am this morning.
I emailed it to all three of you gentlemen late last night, I think.
Yep.
Would you by chance have a copy of that with you?
I could go print one off.
I'm pulling it up right now if you want to see it, but I could put it on the big screen, or we can go have Bob go print something out. However you would like. Why don't you go print one out? While he's doing that, I wanted to report back to the two commissioners. Go ahead, Bob. I don't need you at this point. I've talked to Tom Durkin at the Attorney General's office regarding the Sunshine. He has
moved it down to the sewer district. It's taking place.
Go ahead.
Oh, we just had that meeting, Jan.
No. That's the commission meeting. F Highway and 160, the Tate County Ambulance District came in, and they wanted to talk about locating an ambulance.
Go ahead, Jim.
So the Attorney General has given us, Tom Durkin has given us a list of a few days that he can come in here and speak. I asked him if he was going to be spending the night, and he said he was going to be spending the night. So I said, would you be open to having an evening meeting and then a next morning meeting also? And he said he would be very open to that. So my thoughts were we could have back-to-back meetings, one on one side of the county, one on the other side of the county, to have the Sunshine, his traveling show, so to speak, to talk about the Sunshine Law, and that would give us adequate time. He's booking out 30 days in advance. My email will be up in here a second. I can give you exact dates. It is the end of March or the first part of April. And what my thoughts are, just so we're talking out loud, I'd like to do the evening meeting over in the Hollister area, specifically the Taney County Airport. We have that big terminal that we have adequate seating, projector. We have a pretty good meeting space, plenty of parking. That would give anybody who serves on boards over there, they could attend that in the evening. Of course, I'm open to whatever suggestions, but this is my second suggestion. And then the morning session would be over here in the courthouse or wherever else the next day, the same repeat of the same session. So get two sessions in. Oh my goodness, this is so slow. So I want to let you know that they're very excited and willing to put it in the schedule. And let me get you some dates here, what he's saying. My email's struggling right now.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
This may sound out of place, but I have sat through those meetings before, if I sit through one of them, are we, as county commissioners, expected to sit through the other? Is it going to be a bad appearance if we don't sit through both of them? Are we at a point where I look at the agendas and all the work we have to do that we have to sit through two?
Will it be a bad? I think we need to have a presence at both. I mean, I'd just leave it at that. I mean,
okay.
The date, here are the dates. He gave me actually none in March because he was full in March. Possible dates are, now we're looking at one overnight. So any, the 4th, 5th, or 6th of April, the 13th or 14th of April, or the 25th through the 28th of April. Those are the dates that he has available for us to have a meeting.
Would you do those again?
Absolutely, sir.
4th or 5th?
4th, 5th, or 6th. 13th or 14th, 25th, 26th, 27th, or 28th. My email is struggling here. So what I'd like to do, gentlemen, is try to look at our calendars here and see if there's any way that we can lock down those dates. He did say that there's the requests are coming in quite fast and that he would like to get us on scheduled as soon as possible. Plus, it would help him plan his trips around the county, around all the counties, because he's trying to hit a majority of the counties with his traveling discussions.
How does that have any effect on this room as far as the election process? Don't we have an election the first week or something?
Yeah, what I was going to do is actually pull up our calendars and see what I've... Pull up our commission calendars.
The first date is the more acceptable to me.
But the first part of the month? Okay. Yeah. He's talking, it'd be like the first dates would be Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I would probably, if I was going to look at something, I would say the 5th night and the 6th morning, if we were going to do something like that. That's a thought.
You're not going to be here.
I was trying to pull up my calendar. I didn't know when I was going to be here and not going to be here. Come on.
In your talking with Mr. Durkin,
yes, sir.
What amount of time was he willing to give us? Or what's the customary length of time that his presentation takes regarding?
I think it's about a 45 minutes to an hour presentation with questions. He says if we block a 2-hour block, I'll be well done within 2 hours. But in the conversation, I was looking through email. He didn't put it in there, but allowing only an hour, we would be rushed. So I would probably, there's going to be a lot of questions. There always is, because every year they make a little modifications. Obviously, you know, and the biggest changes they're making is document retention right now with all that, and email retention and all those questions. And so we need a block, 2-hour blocks is what we got to do.
And at least in your preliminary discussions, do you have any thought about how to divide up the political subdivisions for the two locations?
Actually, no. I think that we would send them, you know, if we do it in late, I'll just tell you, if we do it in late April, every board that meets monthly would at least have an invitation to meet, because we could get everyone's meeting. We could at least make sure everybody brought it up.
It has to be in April because he doesn't have any dates in March.
I said late April, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, late April. My thing would be just to invite them all, specifically requesting the chairperson of each board to be there. That's probably critical because they run the meetings. They know they're usually responsible. Them or the secretary of each committee or board is responsible for the postings. And a lot of times we see posting as a big issue. I mean, I know we had some challenges with our senior board just starting from scratch because they didn't know the posting rules. So just... You know, and what is a quorum? When do you recuse yourself from a vote? Those things are real critical, but I think a chairperson is absolutely essential to be attending. Every chairperson of every committee needs to attend. Now, go on a step further, you know, this is going to be available for the incorporated areas, the cities, the Hollisters, Forsyth, and Bransons, and then their subdivision, their political subdivisions also, so that it could be a pretty large turnout. And, you know, I believe more information is better, so.
calendar with me. What dates do those run on? I mean, what days?
Here's a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, the first of the week.
And then Jim's out on those? Or
Here's 13th and 14th. And here's 25th, 26th, 27th, or 28th. What do you think about this right here?
That would be okay with me.
The Wednesday evening.
Which days are you looking at, gentlemen?
I'm just pointing out what dates are you had mentioned to Dan on the calendar, since I had a calendar in
front of me. I'm just looking at the days, the week, and the scheduling. That would work fine. That's later in the week, isn't it? Wednesday and Thursday?
Wednesday and Thursday is 13th and 14th. The Wednesday right now, we have nothing scheduled. The 14th, Hollister Chamber Luncheon is on the 14th.
Well, if you had the meeting on the evening of the 13th,
right,
and you invited the political subdivisions that are on the western side of the county, and you look at Branson City Hall, Hollister City Hall, Western Taney County Fire Protection District,
right,
potentially the ambulance district, you could pretty much fill the meeting space with those groups alone.
Right.
And then if you looked the following day at the county commission and you invited the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Commission, City of Forsyth, City of Rockaway Beach, Village of Merriam Woods, Village of Kirbyville, and those committees that go along with that.
It sure looks like we could use those dates. The potential is if everyone showed up, we wouldn't have facilities to hold everybody. So,
well, I like your idea of splitting it up, and I think if we could generate some information regarding questions between now and whichever dates that we pick, for the political subdivisions to tweak their interest and, you know, so that they are asking, if you will, the right questions to help them. That would be.
I think looking at the calendars here, we've got some MAC requirements, legislative days during that, in Jeff City on the end of April. And then, of course, I have the NACO sponsored trip there for me in the first of April. So I really think we're the 13th, 14th has to be the dates.
All right. I'm fine with that.
I will, if it's all right with you, I will confirm, Mr., with the AG's office, those dates. And then my question for you, gentlemen, I can get more details, but is it your desire that the 13th evening, and I don't know if there's P&Z meetings over on the west side or not. I don't know everyone's dates by the top of my head here. But the intent is the 13th would be on the west side. Is the Point Lookout Airport sound adequate for you guys?
I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
What time would you want to start this? 6:30? Would you start at 6? Would you start at 5:30? I mean, obviously, I don't want to go in late in the evening. I mean, that doesn't help anybody.
What about 6 to 8?
6 to 8? 6 to 8 at Point Lookout Airport. Yeah, of course, I'll get this all confirmed and come back and work on a press release so you guys can have it before we announce it. I mean, obviously, we're presses here, but we'll work on it, a letter getting it to everybody also, and that's fine if they want to make an announcement.
What about 10 to noon the following day?
10 to noon on the 14th, and you want to have it here?
Might as well have it right here in this room. I'm thinking.
We could check to see if there's any courtrooms bigger. My concern is, what's the capacity here? 1, 2, 3, 4,
well, I think we're going to be fine, so I'm thinking of the different...
We can easily get 50 in here. So, all right, so 10 to noon, 10 to 12 on the 14th here at the hearing room. And I'll send a note as soon as possible here to the AG's office and confirm those dates right away.
I think it would be prudent if we contacted City of Branson, City of Hollister, at least for the 13th, to make sure that we don't have conflicting.
Well, let me see if I can't get our admin staff upstairs to do that real fast here while they're
conflicting meetings because it would be very important that they're there or have the opportunity to be there.
Sure. Issues with my computer today.
Those are Wednesday and Thursday meetings.
Yeah.
Wednesday and Thursday meetings then. Okay. Another thing that we'll have to take care of as a commission is the responsibility of reviewing the tapes. We were talking about agendas. We have to set on our agendas a couple of days to, or maybe even 2.5 days to review part of the tapes of the MAC conference that was rescheduled.
Do we have those yet?
We don't have those yet, but I'm sure there'll be a time requirement to do that once we get them. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention that we'll have to schedule that and set it in.
What Commissioner Strahan is referring to is that the training session this year was canceled, and therefore videotapes and what electronic means I'm not sure are going to be provided by the Missouri County Commissioners Association, CCAM, to us as commissioners for training, and we need to set aside time to physically take that training. And you're right. And I don't know when they're going to be forthcoming, Dan.
All right, April. They do not have, they have an alderman meeting on the 12th, which doesn't apply, and the next meeting they have is the Advisory Park Board, which is the 19th. So City of Branson, according to their city calendar, has no conflicts. Let me go to the Hollister, just make sure Hollister doesn't have any conflicts. Wrong state, excuse me.
We also don't want to overlook, and I know that you haven't, our own boards and our own commissions to make sure that they have the opportunity and ability to be here on those days.
Sure.
Bob, does the Board of Adjustment meet on Wednesday nights?
Not every Wednesday night, once a month on Wednesday nights,
right,
if there's appeals.
Okay, but I just wonder what if it conflicts with our dates here.
At the bottom,
second or third. Or
at the bottom of your agenda, it talks about the other boards, and it should tell you which Wednesday BOA meets.
BOA.
Third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Be the 20th.
Wow. I didn't have a calendar.
What this is the 13th would be the second Wednesday.
Yes.
On Hollister. They do not have the second Wednesday of the month issue. The second, it's Wednesday, Thursday, right? Thursday.
Yes.
They have a first and third, second Tuesday, fourth Tuesday. That's all we have. So it looks like Hollister won't have an issue either.
If you can get those confirmed, Mr. Stravis, I think that's the proper dates that we have to work with.
Okay, I actually pulled up their actual calendar here. So I was reading.
Jim, can I recommend that you ask Mr. Durkin for an email regarding what he's sending out?
Sure.
Currently discussing what it is that he's providing, and from that maybe we can glean the announcement that needs to go out to,
okay,
or incorporate it with the verbiage that needs to go to the political subdivisions. And I think, as well as sending this to everyone electronically, we need to make personal calls to ensure that we have a great turnout.
All right.
Good morning, Jan.
All right, so I have to reboot, so I won't be able to. I'll send this up in a second. Bob has presented to us, gentlemen, the Sunshine Policy and Electronic Records Administration Policy. Obviously, we're not posted specifically for a vote, but we can have a general discussion as it relates to county policy. Just reminding everyone.
Which one are you on, electronic?
Whatever Bob wants to lead with.
Oh, you?
All right, on the big screen if you want. Actually, I can't yet because I'm rebooting.
You're challenged.
These are, in fact, rough drafts, and they can be customized to however you would prefer to do this. I have one record called the Electronic Records Administration, which is just basically emails, how we're going to handle emails. And the other one is an ordinance setting forth a policy for complying with Missouri's Open Records and Meetings Laws, Sunshine Policy. And I'll just be honest about it. I typed these up, but I customized the Electronic Records Administration from the University of Missouri's, because the University of Missouri system is a Missouri public entity. There are differences between a university and a public body such as a county commission. However, there are statutes to comply with, and I did customize it somewhat. In the other, the Sunshine Policy, I customized from the online version of the City of Columbia's.
Okay.
Where would you like me to start?
Let me have a general discussion about Electronic Records Administration. This is a legal question, Bob, here. So let's this policy, let's say, how do we comply? Let's create a policy, but I know there's technology out there that they can mandate compliance when it comes to email, auto-delete items, all that. I mean, we can have a policy out there, but if there's no enforcement of the policy, doesn't that leave us vulnerable?
It leaves us vulnerable, but what we need to do, under the email policy, as University of Missouri has it and that I've drafted, you would leave it to each person to save the appropriate emails.
Self-managed.
Right. Otherwise, and the department head is ultimately responsible. And it goes down to...
Let me ask you a question. When you say save, just create a file and you, or a
four
binder,
or five
a
files.
Folder, and then you shift everything over to that rather than
Correct.
Having it all in front of you? So,
Correct.
Okay. All right.
So, for instance, you would have open records, closed, and you'd have categories of retention. Memorandum that needs to be saved for 1 year, okay? Open. Memorandum that needs to be saved for 1 year, closed. Okay.
Right.
Official record that needs to be kept for 5 years, open. Official record that needs to be kept for 5 years, closed. So you'd have separate folders, and you would,
closed based off of the exemption rules, such as some files may be exempted from public knowledge if it's litigation, client, counselor,
personnel.
Okay. So even though we retain it, it's not... Even if we have the file, it's not necessarily we legally have to turn it over based off of the guidelines that are set. Am I saying that correctly?
Correct.
Okay.
And the reason to have everyone do it, it can be done as you go along. Now, the archival system that many people have at their server may save everything, but there's a lot of stuff that's not disclosable in there, and it would take a court order to go through that. And under the Sunshine Policy, someone would have to go through all of those records, and it would probably have to be the attorney, and it would be prohibitively expensive for anybody to get those documents if they're not saved elsewhere. So when you have a custodian of record, you need to appoint a custodian of record for the records in question. So for your records, you would be the custodian of records, and I would be the custodian of records for my emails.
Okay.
Okay? And
so the default is, I mean, I'm helping for anybody listening or who may listen in the future, it's not necessarily the default of the county clerk. It is we decide based off who the custodian record is based off of what the records are.
Right. If they're your emails, we're not going to have me be the custodian of your emails. Gotcha. They go down to the archive downstairs, but then you have to separate all that stuff out. It's just a lot of work. And the policy specifically says that those are only for catastrophic failings of the system, and to, you know, reconstruct the system, and they're not for sunshine purposes.
Okay.
It would take a court order to get to look at those, and you have to go through all of them, and you'd probably have a motion to go in camera and just have a master who reviews those to see what the other side gets or doesn't get.
Let me ask you a follow-up question here. So I want to kind of go back to we can read the policy, and we can tweak it. The question I've got is the self-managed. So how vulnerable are we if we have a staff of, let's just say we have a staff of 20 people, the department manager's ultimately in charge of the document retention.
Correct.
And it would be the custodian record of that department. It seems to me that we're leaving a lot to risk if we self-manage, self-monitor, and not do an automation of some sort of technology.
I suggested to Mr. Hausman earlier, and you said that there are programs out mm-hmm. there. That
at the server level.
For the state of Missouri, it could be very easy to write a program that when you go to delete, you hit the delete button. Instead of when it's already in your deleted files, it talks about, do you want to permanently delete this?
Right.
Instead of that box, you could have several boxes. Is this a one-year record with a description? Is this a five-year record?
Right.
Is it from the county councilor? And right. Is it arguably a legal document? If it's even arguably a legal document, go ahead and put it in the closed area. You can look at those when somebody makes a sunshine request. You won't have much to go through
right.
With one individual computer. But when you send everything downstairs, and
well, there's plenty of filters within Outlook. You can filter all this anyway. To at least
so that when you delete, they have to answer the questions
right.
before it's
if
deleted.
Then kind of statements.
If it's a commercial from Viagra or something like that, which everybody gets from time to time, that gets through the filters.
Right, our spam filtering, because we.
It recommends that
many,
you.
I mean, remember Gary saying how many thousands we get on a monthly basis? Was it 5,000 or 6,000 spam emails we get monthly?
And if your wife emails you instead of calls you to pick up some milk on the way home, I mean, those are immediately deletable. And you'd be encouraged to delete those immediately or, you know, certainly within a day or two.
Right. Non-government related.
Those are not public documents.
Right. Okay.
And that's essentially what the Electronic Records Administration sets forth.
So would it behoove us to at least get with an IT type company to see what options are out there to help our IT? If we could have a program that eliminated half of the junk emails that we, you know, obviously we're going through, you are going
I get to three a night, and my phone vibrates, so I've put it, I used
right.
to keep it beside my bed.
But there's
bed,
a request right now to go through a bunch of emails. And if we had a mechanism, a PSR, if there's a mechanism to at least filter half of those out because they are literally junk, it would speed the process up and save ultimate storage.
Right. Another question you'd ask, is this a duplicative document that's restored or retained somewhere else? Like the weekly agendas that Nikki sends out, you get 14 of them in a week as they change.
Right.
Well, they're retained upstairs. There's no reason for me to retain them and everybody else who gets one to retain them.
Right. Okay. So that's what you've provided here. We just need to review that.
Need to review it. And, I mean, each person either needs to be trained on how to retain their emails, or we need to have some sort of simple program that takes care of it. We're setting ourselves up for legal liability if we don't have an email retention policy, both because of the Sunshine Law, and I've taken a couple of continuing legal education courses on this, and you can actually set yourself up for liability when you're sued in court actions and don't have certain records or haven't kept them or can't produce within 30 days as you should be able to. Matter of fact, I sent a memo to Chuck Pennell when he was presiding back in August or September of last year urging that we get an email retention policy.
Right.
And he asked in his email back, why am I getting this from Mr. Paulson? So,
right. Well, and I think we've had meetings with Mr. Gary Morgan about what other counties are doing. The problem is a lot of counties aren't on the forefront of email retention because as an IT committee chairperson for MAC, a lot of counties don't even have email.
I'd be surprised that two or three counties out of 114 have an email retention policy. I'd be surprised.
There's not. Yeah, there's less than five. I know that.
Boone County doesn't have one.
Right. I mean, some of the most more aggressive technology counties.
Why don't they have one? As aggressive as they are.
I spoke with their IT person. I spoke with several people, and they gave me to an IT person. And there are some technicalities that they want to answer before they get one.
Right.
And I think that they've pretty much been answered by the University of Missouri's email retention policy. We need to have something in place. If we need to get a better one later, that's great.
Right.
But right now, we need one.
Well, I can tell you, one of the surveys we did with the IT committee, we had the numbers are coming in. I think it was over 60 counties don't have county email still in the state on a like we have. As we know, they may have a Gmail account that everyone shares, or there's a Gmail, or there's an account for every clerk because they have to receive certain information. But
the Sunshine Law actually states that third parties who hold government documents, which might include Gmail, even though they're probably not in state, they may be subject to the Sunshine Law and have to produce those documents by law. It may conflict with federal regulations concerning the Internet, so you're opening up a whole can of worms when you use a third party.
Right.
And that would open that can up involving texts with Verizon and other matters.
Do we want to work with some – well, I know we're going to be – I'll be traveling to a NACO meeting in the near future. I can see what – vendors are out there working in other counties within the country, and then come back with maybe some technology solutions as we implement. I'm all for the policy. And self-managing, self-monitoring is fine. I'd like to take it a step further.
Well, we've already, I agree with you. If we could have a program, if someone's written one, for specifically Missouri law with our retention schedules from Chapter 109, that would be great. It should be fairly easy to write. I'm not an IT person, so it wouldn't be easy for me, but it should be a fairly easy program to write.
Right.
But we need an email policy in place as soon as possible. We've already been bitten. Somebody has asked for emails that I'm having to review.
Well,
I asked Boone County.
Bitten is not the right word. We've been requested. We haven't. Not violate. We have not.
No, we haven't violated a thing.
So bitten is not the right word. We have been requested, and you are doing it manually versus having an automated process.
Which is hours and hours and hours of
many,
my time.
Many hours of legal time to review emails.
And we can't charge all of that.
Right.
Now, Boone County, that's one thing they said. I said, well, have you received an email request for all of your, say, your commissioner's emails for one entire month? He says, oh, no. No, we haven't. You haven't. Yes, I have.
Yeah. So. Gentlemen, I just like, I don't know if we want to go through this, but I'm going to review this.
I would suggest that we consider sending a copy of this draft to all of our elected officials and department heads and garner support from them as well.
Okay.
And we might even at some time want to sit down and have a roundtable discussion about it if there are a lot of comments and thoughts that are provoked because of having after they read this.
Pardon? We have him send it?
Yeah, I think it should come from council.
Yeah.
If you all agree,
I agree.
If you would note, I wanted to coordinate the two documents a little bit more. These are rough drafts.
Right.
I don't have definition of record or county public record. I have it in the Sunshine policy, but I wanted to change that slightly for the email policy. But I can send them as is for suggestions.
Well,
they're pretty close.
I think Bron's got a great idea here.
I think that you need to put that at the top of the page also, that this is rough draft, and we're just soliciting their comments and their opinions. And
there's a way to put it.
Because this is going to it's going to fall to every department if, in fact,
right,
we do it as you have suggested, and that we're all responsible for our departments and employees.
We can put the word draft as a watermark on every page. That way people know it's a draft. If they print it out or whatever, it will say draft across the background of it. So that way we're covered from people think we've implemented a policy that which we haven't voted on. We're soliciting
opinions. And even more urgent –
I think this is very urgent. Even more urgent is the other policy, and that's our sunshine policy.
Do you have some comments about the sunshine policy, Bob? Can we step over to that?
We may. Well, there are ways of doing it. Currently,
go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Currently, we get a public service request, and it goes to the county clerk. And the county clerk then coordinates with whatever department to try to get the records that have been requested. And a lot of times there's legal review that's required, and I get involved in a lot of PSRs. The sunshine policy can be done in several different ways. Uh-huh. And the custodian of records, like I said, for the county appears to be, at the present time, the county clerk. Uh-huh. There are certain statutes that require that the county clerk hold the keep and maintain or maintain the minutes, that the originals of contracts under 432 go to them, and there may be some other statutes. So it makes sense for most counties to use the clerk as custodian of records. The city of Columbia actually uses the clerk as kind of the informational center in their city. The city clerk serves as the clerk for the city council and things directly related with the city council. And then each department is their own custodian of records. But the custodian of records for each department, as appointed, has to be sent to the county clerk so that the county clerk can inform anyone that comes in with a PSR who the custodian of records is that they need to give the particular PSR to. And that's the way theirs operates, and that's the way I set this one up. But, again, it's a draft and can be done any which way that complies with the law that you wish for it to occur.
And I would have the same suggestion, or do you gentlemen feel that that would be appropriate to send this to all departments as well?
I agree. I would like to make sure we put a timeline on this, just because when we hear a counselor say it's urgent or very urgent, I can't remember what the word quote was, but I would like to put a timeline on to get comments received back so that we could get something implemented. You know, obviously every document is always reviewable in the future if we catch something later. But, Bob, I mean, how long do you want to give comments from the other elected officials? A week, 2 weeks? What do you think, Bob?
I'd like to do as quickly as possible. If a week is reasonable, then that's what I'd
like
to do.
I think a week is reasonable, gentlemen. You're talking about sending both these documents out, getting people to give, elected officials to give us comments, and then, you know, 7 days to review and come back to us. Okay.
If I may, Mr. Presiding.
Comments back on the 11th?
Just for those listening sake, we're looking at a calendar of what time to take comments. And I'm...
Do you want him to email the comments to the attorney, let him compile the comments, and come back and schedule a time with us? Because we want the comments to go back to the attorney, because the attorney needs to review them to see if they're legal comments, if we're changing a policy that's critical to the Sunshine Law. They almost have the comments returned by this date, the 11th, he gets time to review, and then maybe that day, the 17th, we repost for a basically an update from you so that we could specifically, you could come back and report to the comments and maybe even get close to a vote. So, Bob, what we're saying is send an email out. All comments due back to you by the 11th of March. And then I'll send a note here to post email electronic records administration policy and Sunshine Policy on the 17th.
Bob?
That's what we're kind of talking about.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. You had mentioned in your Electronic Records Administration that there were less than five counties that currently had an electronics records and policy in place.
I don't know of any.
Oh, you don't know of any. Okay.
I said less than five because when Boone's not in it, so.
And Sunshine Policy, are the numbers different?
By law, you should have a Sunshine Law Policy. We had one at one point that we've operated on for years. I've asked for a copy of it, and it appears that our clerk has found a motion that rescinded some Sunshine Policy back in 1999, I think, with Joe Chowning, Wade Meadows, and EFTN. And whether we have another one that we've operated on and I've seen since then is hard to tell because it hasn't been located. It was requested in a PSR by Mr. Nosler.
We found where it's been amended, but the document was not included in the minutes or was not submitted as a resolution. It was only items that needed to be adjusted. So there was no resolution presented to the commission during that meeting. So we're still going page by page to see if we can find that. From 1999 forward.
To
2003. Everything from 2003.
For a different ordinance, you mean? One that was reinstated?
Yes, or recreated.
We've amended it, but we don't know what we've amended. Although I've seen the policy, I can't speak to where it may be.
I believe you thought Diana Long had created it sometime prior to 2003. So we're looking for that document.
It would need updating anyway. I mean, a lot of technological advances have occurred since 2003.
Yes. I'm.
Go ahead, Donna.
If I may. I'm sorry, I had someone in my office, so I wasn't able to listen to all this conversation, and if I repeat something, I do apologize for that. But I just wanted to note that the commission be aware that there are three statutes that involve the clerk and the records of the commission. One speaks directly to a misdemeanor being involved if the county clerk destroys anything prior to 5 years. There's also another statute that's related to the financial statement that also 5 years on any document that is destroyed prior to 5 years that was used to in preparing the financial statement. And I think you're going to find them under Chapter 50.172, Bob, I believe. I'm not sure of that number, but I know it's in Chapter 50.
Chapter 109 is the regular
retention. Yeah, and Chapter 50 is where you're going to find these that I'm talking about that has to do with the misdemeanor of the county clerk or the treasurer.
432 requires the originals of contracts to be with you, and that's the official copy. And there's also a statute that talks about you being the one who maintains or keeps whatever the word is, the minutes.
Yes, so what I'm talking about is the county clerk shall keep all documents that the commission has or will make a decision on. So that one is more broad in statement than some others. And you know, I consider it to be very important because as we are challenged often by citizens with PSR requests, and if a document has not been handled properly by another department, that could fall on me, even though the commission may set up something that would keep me from having hold of those documents, it still would, I'm afraid, fall on me. So I think that's very important when creating any policy.
I didn't understand that statement. We would set up something that would...
If the commission directs another department to keep records and that department were to destroy them prior to the deadline, I don't have any control over documents that are held in another department.
Do you have any control over emails at the present time?
No, I was, won't say.
There's a lot of things that you wouldn't normally have control over that you go to other departments to get as well.
But those departments have been cooperating and turning them over. Once they meet their retention time period under the Secretary of State, once they meet that, whatever it is, 6 months, a year, 2 years, they've been turning them over to my department, and then we've been holding them for 5 years, not 5 years in my office, but 5 years from the time that they were created. Because at one point in time, I created a document that said, I'm continuing to store these documents in the assessor's vault, these documents in the treasurer's vault. And that document was created some time ago. And I felt like that covered me for documents being held in other departments.
I don't have any desire to cast a personal vote that would jeopardize our county clerk and what Missouri law provides that the county clerk shall be the superintendent of, if you will. What, in fact, we're looking at is a rough draft that's been presented. We're going to seek input from all elected county officials and department heads within the county as to what they think about the rough draft, as well as, I haven't had a chance to read the first page of it yet, but it's a, if I counted, it's a 10-page document. And rest assured that we're going to make sure that you're covered, we're covered, and everybody's covered in any policy that this county commission votes to approve. What we do want to do is to make sure that we're in compliance with the law and that we are protected on all sides, and that, in fact, it looks like through your recommendations for the electronic records and the administration of those records, we're going to be at the forefront of counties once we have enacted the policy that we choose to enact. So I think that we're just, in doing this, being forward-thinking and trying to get all our ducks in a row so that we can move forward as effectively, efficiently, and within all legal bounds that are prescribed by law as possible. So quite frankly, I don't know what's in the document until I read it, but okay. Bob, as soon as he puts some accompanying language with the document, he's going to send it out to everyone so that we can get their direct input on it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Houseman. I apologize for my voice today. I've got a really bad cold. I understand you've been ill, too.
Until yesterday, you couldn't even hear me hardly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be coming to you, Donna. As a side note, for example, I know that you're the custodian of records, and I want to bring myself up to date on all the contracts that the county has, all the agreements that the county has, and go through those. So hopefully in the near future I'll be able to sit with you and can peruse the different documents that and familiarize myself with them.
Would be happy to do that.
As well as all pending litigation between you and Bob to bring me up to speed. He and Bob has been doing that incrementally, but there's a great deal to deal with. And gentlemen, do you have comments for Donna?
No, sir.
No, I don't. And what I misunderstood is, and maybe I didn't misunderstand it, but we have no intention of creating any policies that would prohibit you from doing your job. I do think that this policy, as I scan through it and would have to read further, that this is very cumbersome on all of our department heads and other elected officials in the way that this is wrote up, that they might be the custodian of record for that to be turned over to Donna. It's just another added duty to those departments.
They have to do it already, I think. They have to make sure that those documents are saved and not destroyed.
I'm talking about the emails, right? The emails, which have not been established as a policy, is just another part of government, I guess, that will be...
I don't want to rat on us, but I defy you to find a document that has to be saved for 5 years from 2008. That's an email. I think you're going to have difficulty finding it. unless somebody printed it out and put it in hard form in a file.
Then I think
there's been a lot of emails deleted that are no longer available.
And I think that email would have had to have led to a decision of the commission for it to even be under that five-year policy.
I have to maybe not understanding the email retention, but those emails, too, are stored along with everything else that we have stored, right?
Without jumping into a discussion, because, again, I haven't read this yet, but it's going to be very hard for somebody else to go through all of my emails and ferret out, I mean, what should be retained, what shouldn't be retained, what it even refers to in a lot of situations. But it's also going to be a real pain for me to have to do it. But
each individual, Ron, that's where I'm getting to my point. The whole thing of it is each individual has to make that decision, whether it's a one-year, five-year,
right,
that's four category document.
That's why we're talking about maybe getting a program that would ask you those questions before you delete it.
Right.
I sort mine into folders on the email system, so just in case I have to go back and look at something. I mean, like I'm sure you do, get a gazillion legislation emails every day. And I have to read through those, and then I save them to my legislation folder.
That's what I do.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just a ridiculous amount of email that we receive.
Absolutely.
But I would bet there are lots of employees who don't even know how to create folders in Outlook.
We have classes, if they want to know. Melissa's a great trainer. We have a classroom downstairs.
As far as their documents.
Jim, just an estimate.
If they're public
probably
documents.
Just from emails from every department, every state legislative, other counties and everything, I can't imagine the amount of emails that I get every day through
I mean, Bob's doing the PSR right now. I have over 2,000 emails from the month of January. So there's a lot of activity. So, I mean,
right.
It's going to be hard to self-manage because there's just so much information.
I've got 27 since 10.
Yeah, I mean, they're just constantly bombarding. So, I understand. First of all, I agree. We need to get a policy in place, but then we need to educate everyone on self-managing, self-monitoring. But everyone's going to need help. I have filters set up for me to auto-delete certain files after 5 years or after 3 years. But I'm a little advanced than the typical user. So, we need a system at the server level to help do this for us.
Right. I'm in total agreement with that because CC departments that are emailed, sent, and CC'd to other departments, some of that stuff is a matter of record. If it's actually, if Donna's name appears on the CC of a certain email, does that mean that we have to retain it? I don't think so.
Just said it was a duplicative document that's retained elsewhere. You don't have to keep it.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're going to have some sort of proof that everyone deletes the duplicate, thinking that the other guy saved it, and all of a sudden we got no original.
Right.
So I mean, there's some
his
rules.
Fault.
Well, I mean, it actually looks at the sent. It should be looking at the sent folder versus the receiving folder. Mm-hmm. The sent would have obviously the origination of the email.
Right.
And a lot of programs look at that. Whoever sent the email usually created the email, and that's the original.
Yeah.
But there's, I mean, technology's out there to help. But once again, first step is to get a policy, get it enacted. I mean, I'd rather have a self-monitoring policy versus no policy at all. So,
if we're the first ones to come up with this, I can't wait to hear you guys' speech at MAC meeting. Come on now.
Yeah, they're going to run and say, turn off email.
Share the word. Share the news.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen,
Thank
for letting
you.
Me speak.
Thank you, Donna. So, Bob, and I apologize for being redundant, if you would put together some verbiage to go along with these and send them out to elected officials and department heads as a rough draft and solicit any input,
and again,
I would be appreciative. You start to say.
And again,
the Sunshine policy itself went in a certain direction that I believed you wanted. If you wanted to go in a more centralized situation, I can do that as well.
No, I haven't read it, but I think you did it just as per conversation has been unfolding. And I commend you, Bob, for the work you've done on both of these documents, especially given the time frame.
Thank you.
It's exemplary.
I'm trying to remember, I had one more policy, courthouse policy thing I wanted to bring up, and I just misplaced it here. Well, I was going to talk about that. Since we're traveling Monday, we didn't know if Danny wanted to have a meeting and one of us calls in just to have the meeting. We got to approve accounts payable still and just do it via video conference. I mean, audio conference.
Not being the end of the month where there is a definite need for of accounts payable,
right?
We will, as I understand, be all present the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, could we move that date to Thursday? Is that out of routine? Does that cause a problem with the auditor? I would have to ask.
Right.
With the checks that are being distributed, if it doesn't cause a problem, I don't care to move the posting of accounts payable to the date of. That would be more suitable.
If it's all right with you during recess, I'll check with the auditor and chat with the girls upstairs.
Okay.
I know there's something else that I was going to get you guys up to speed on something. I don't remember, so I can bring it up another time.
You have plenty of time to remember, Jim.
Yeah. One thing that we do need a notification to the public. I know that the news media will help us with that. As soon as we get the alternate routes and get approval from our road and bridge, I understand that they're working on improvements on the detour route on 76, and as soon as they complete the safety issues that are on 76, then for the detour route, then I think that we need to open that up to the public as far as an announcement of how that's going to go, and I'm sure MoDOT is trying to...
Talk about the bridge to the campground?
Yes, the bridge. So I just wanted to open that up as far as
are you talking about
the bridge that's being built on 76
over in Soak County?
No.
Which one?
Branson? The campgrounds down on
different one? I'm talking about the bridge from Bradleyville over here.
The Spring Branch Bridge.
They didn't name it as such. Cedar Hollow Road.
That road.
Right. That's the detour route.
Around that issue.
Right. And we have some maintenance issues that we're taking care of this week and the beginning of next week before they close that road on the detour route. And I would like for it to be,
sure.
Oh, I didn't even know it was on there.
It's scheduled on the agenda today for 3:15.
We can talk about it then. I just wanted to make sure that all the public that lives in that direction is quite an inconvenience.
Gentlemen, can we go back to earlier agendized item, the document retention?
We've just been discussing this just now. We can do that.
Well, and my point is, I don't see that we have anything else agendized until this afternoon, and we could certainly go through a lot more of the papers that are sitting in the hallway upstairs that need attention to. And we didn't have any minutes scheduled today for approval, correct?
Correct. We had sent some back for just some grammatical changes, and we'll have that. We normally do those on Monday, is what we've been doing, is this approving them on Mondays.
Ron, while you were gone, and you probably didn't have a chance to listen in because of your sickness, but Jim and I kind of explained, because we had that posted, of what that was about the documents that came out of presiding commissioner's office, and the ones that pertain to lots of different issues, and that's the 1 year and the 5 year and all this stuff that we visited about has been explained in Monday's meeting. Jim and I, Jim pretty well did a good job with.
Thank you.
Well, I hate to brag on you very much.
It wasn't very much, so you're all right. You're still safe.
Do you have the other item come to mind yet, Jim?
No, I haven't. I finished my email to Tom Dirk, and so I can reserve the dates on the Attorney General's office, but I do not.
I did receive an email about accounts payable, what we were going to do about that, so that'll be a good discussion.
You're going to talk about
right.
If we, I remember it. Thank you. That helped me tremendously.
Well, I knew I could help you out.
You
somehow
are such a help, Danny. I appreciate working with you. One of the processes we have when we, through the accounts payable process, when people enter a purchase order, they go through our online system, request it, a lot of times order something, okay? Then we see it in the accounts payable box. And one of the questions I think we've all had independently or individually is, how much money is left in that line item before they're out of money for the year? Okay, if that makes sense. So how do we know where they stand? And I know the auditor does a good job monitoring that. However, there's a lot of line items. We knew that because we went through every one of them in the budget cycle. I went to the auditor yesterday asking him if he would accept us adding a specific column that gives us where they, with this purchase order, where do they stand year-to-date against what we've allocated in the budget line item. That makes sense. We have the data. We just don't display it anywhere except in a spreadsheet we get once a month or once every other week from Rick. I can't remember how often he gives it. But I'd like to see it at the time of purchasing. And we already have that. So what I would like, and I've already talked to Melissa down in IT to see if she could add that extra column. It's no extra work for anybody, but it would be more visually for those placing the orders or those looking at the accounts pay, the purchase order request at the, in the box. So we could see, you know, it may have $1,000 in that line item, and this purchase order puts them to $600 of the 1,000 available. So that way we can quickly glance when we're going through these the box every Monday, are they spending too much in that line item? You know, another checks and balances. What I'd like to do is, if it's all right with you, is have Melissa work on one department only and see if we like that as a feature. She already enters that information from the budget into the system already. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a little sense, but until we approve that particular item, does it... you're wanting the information before we approve it, I guess.
Well, no, what I want to do is two things.
It's not official, Jim. What I'm saying is when you've got the box, when we've got, and when we talk about the accounts payable.
Yes and no, it's official, because we've received, a lot of times it's the invoice of something we've already received. You know, we don't get accounts payable invoices before we receive product. We receive the product or the service, then we have the corresponding invoice, and that's why we stick it on there. So it's almost, if we don't have a process ahead of time at the point of entering, you know, that's a problem. And then, of course, we have no way of knowing until after the process if they've overspent in that line item. Now, we don't do budget line item. We don't do line item budgeting. I understand that. But it's a good indication for us to see where, you know, if we're going over a lot of line items.
Help the elected officials as well.
It could. I mean, it could, but it would change the look of our purchasing. You know, when we print out the purchase order, it would change that look because it would be off-centered. It'd be a change, and I'm not obviously not going to do anything that would make a change without you guys' approval.
The way that it would help is the fact that they would have an appearance that might not be ordinarily noticed.
Right.
That whenever they ordered something, it came through and it showed that they were, and Rick does this percentage-wise on his.
He does it. I mean, it's a very manual process for him right now.
Right. And the way we see it is that a certain department in this line item has a percentage out that they can't.
They may have been over, or
they may be over, or whatever.
It'll also help them in their budgeting process for next year, possibly.
It possibly could. I mean, we look at it when we get the spreadsheets. We see percent wise if they've spent their line item or not. So, at the year end, it helps. But because we've shaved so hard and we went through so many line items, I believe that although we have all this great intentions of everyone cooperating to reduce their expenditures, there's some habits we're going to have to change of spending habits because we shaved everyone's budget. I mean, now we went to line item by line item.
Have you visited with Rick about this?
Yes. Rick is in favor of it.
Okay.
But I mean, once again, I don't want to do it widespread until we kind of see what it would look like.
Or something if we have to.
Mr. Hausman?
I think a trial program would be a great idea. On the other hand, I think that we need to correct the budget prior to,
right,
so that we reflect what's accurately been budgeted by this county commission and a number of departments. That question's going to be raised today when we're at the sewer district meeting, I'm sure, as to why we cut a number of individual projects that, in fact, we didn't. And I think that we need to have a meeting to restore the budgets to reflect what was accurately approved.
I agree. I mean, there was some on those last day trying to fix some line items. Some things got deleted that they weren't supposed to, and we have meeting minutes saying that we didn't cut it, but there were some things that were taken out accidentally.
We can do that in a couple of fashions. We can correct it and so note. We can actually have a budget hearing to discuss, and you have to post for the budget hearing, et cetera. And to make the changes back to what we all thought we were approving on certain line items for certain departments. But either way, I believe those need to be corrected so that we can accurately reflect what you're wanting to find in all departments.
Right.
So do you want to make a note to bring this up again next
meeting?
Next week or next Friday or sometime like that?
Well, the question is, do you want me to start a trial program in one department maybe that doesn't have a lot of purchase orders, but we know don't have a lot of line item changes? I mean, sewer department, obviously, there's a lot of line item changes that we're going to be making, but I'd just like to implement a trial program to see if it's even going to be possible what we're trying to do. I mean, I shouldn't say trial. If we like the finished product, everyone said it's possible.
Right. What I'm asking, Jim, is that we take into consideration Mr. Hausman's request,
mm-hmm,
and then we look at what you're trying to do so that we make sure that...
I think we can do both, Dan and Jim. I think that you can pick a department that doesn't have any adjustments that have to be made to utilize for a trial program. And
okay.
That's all right. But at the same time, I certainly want to sit down and correct.
Okay.
I would like to, I've got three or four departments. I'll bring forth some information, but perhaps we should schedule a round table to talk about that.
With Rick?
With Rick, yes.
You want something, is that something you want to schedule right away? No? You want to talk to Rick first and then come up with a schedule? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be chatting with them during recess about setting up accounts payable.
Okay.
Anyway.
I will get with Melissa to implement a lower and less effective department to see how this plays out. The other thing is, based off our notes, I will be scheduling on the 17th a discussion posted electronic records and sunshine policy, because that's when you're going to be able to come back to us, Bob, And we'll let the administration, Nick or Jillian, pick a time, but the 17th is when we'll have it. I believe that's a Thursday, which I think is what we talked about doing. It is a Thursday, so.
Is it St. Patrick's Day as well? Or?
St. Patty's Day.
Yes, it is, Bob.
I don't know why I remember that.
I don't either. I don't know either. Okay. That's all I have. So, Bob, are we coming back here at 1 to have a discussion with Sewer Board?
I'm going to talk with the Sewer Board, but they are scheduled to have a meeting on personnel at 1 o'clock, an executive session potentially. And you want to have a conversation with them regarding personnel-related issues, certainly. To the extent that they are personnel-related issues, they're fully capable of meeting with you and you with them at that time because you're both right. Posted for that at that time. But okay. You are posted at by Sewer Board's posted at 2 to meet with you as well.
Okay. But as long as we're here at 1 o'clock, then we might be able to pursue this after your conversation.
Right.
Okay.
And not all our discussions are going to be closed. I mean,
yeah.
If we need to, we'll make sure we work within the...
If it's open, we'll
the open can occur.
Yeah, we'll make sure we have the meeting. How long do you want to budget time-wise for the this discussion on the 17th? Is 30 minutes enough time, you think?
No.
45 minutes? You want to go an hour?
I think at least an hour if we're going to have...
Let's go 60 minutes.
I think that we should post it for an hour.
Okay.
However, it'd be interesting to see how many different department heads and elected officials respond. Might be considerably less if they don't, but
I'm going to post. There could be some good 60 input. Minutes so we can start. We can schedule enough time.
I would ask also, which I think would be helpful, that our county counselor as well as our county clerk, and I mention those two only because they both mentioned relevant Missouri statutes this morning, provide us with copies of those statutes so that we'll have them. And any others that might be out there. By any others, I didn't mean any other statutes. I meant any other elected officials or department heads that wanted to provide any guiding information. Gentlemen, is there any other issues before the 1 o'clock meeting?
Policy.
I was going to go to the, I mean, we had it posted earlier. We're going up to the retention of those documents meeting now. Okay. I didn't know whether the CFNN probably wanted to repost.
Sure, well, I was going to move that we go into recess, or not move, but state that we go into recess, but let's go directly to retention of documents so that we can pour through some of that information and help clean out that hallway. And then at lunchtime, we'll stand in recess until 1.
One thing I wanted to point out, just because of your absence, we did, during the documentation, I think, on Monday, start going through the maps and all the plats.
Oh, great.
Realized that we weren't sure if the originals are drafts, so we gave them to the appropriate departments, Road and Bridge and Sewer. They're going to confirm and keep, and if they have duplicates, they're going to throw away. We didn't feel like we needed any copies of anything in that big box, but we've distributed to both of them, and we gave them specific instructions with the 1 year and 5 year retention. So they came and took all those. So that's one thing that happened while you were gone.
You guys have done a bunch of it already then. I appreciate that.
We've done four boxes. And then we hit the file cabinets. My email never did come up. I'm working off the webmail. That's how messed up this thing is.